Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is November 18th, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Nokia seems to be up to something, and it sure isn't making phones, duh. Yes, the part of the company that is not owned by Microsoft teased us a little bit on Monday, saying that it's up to something. It has a date saying 18.11.14, and it's a black box. So what is it? I don't freaking know. Some people are speculating that it's tied to the mobile space or Windows Phone. My reaction is it looks like a carbon copy of an Apple TV. So I'm thinking streaming media. Whatever the case may be, we'll be letting you know on tomorrow's show just exactly what's inside the black box. Uber doober doober. Do you use Uber? Yeah, you know the car service? I've actually used Uber before. It's actually quite nice. Although, unfortunately, it might be going away here in Manila. We shall see. But anyways, that's a different story. You've been sitting in your Uber car, sitting there thinking, yeah, I'm bored. I don't know what to do. It's no fun looking outside. Well, Spotify and Uber look like they're going to be collaborating together. This is going to have you jamming your butt off in the backseat. According to TechCrunch, the riding-sharing company's iPhone and Android apps will soon come with the capability to blast your Spotify playlist through Uber's car speakers. Now, Spotify's being a bit quiet about this, but Uber, on the other hand, has already given out a couple of clues, including sending invites out to an event that it held on Monday. And also, let's not forget about the video that was shown about 10 months ago, showing some French guy in the backseat jamming out to tunes.
Oh yes, Uber, I love your music. Please turn it up, please. Oh yeah.
Staying on the subject of Spotify, seems that lots of interesting things are coming to the Spotify platform, including podcasts. Developer Ethan Lee has found code in the latest test version of Spotify's app that directly references podcast subscriptions, suggesting you'll be able to stream your favorite episode of BTN shows, hopefully. Now, there's no telling when the podcast support might arrive or how it will exactly work, but one thing is for sure, Spotify is becoming more and more like iTunes is. Little tip though, Spotify, if you're going to go this direction, please don't make the software full of bloatware. If you're an Android developer that uses Google Play services, you've got reason to be in joy today, as it hits version 6.5 with enhanced features for Maps, Drive, Wallet, and Fit. Now, it's going to be rolling out over the next couple of days. With enhancements to Maps, it includes a map toolbar that lets users get directions to a location without even leaving your app. For Google Drive, they made file syncing more battery efficient and improves in-app search and saves information across multiple apps. While the Fit update lets developers add activity segments to their workout apps. The update will make it easier to insert pauses into a workout and track multiple activity type workouts. Woo! So many updates over at Google. I'm breaking a sweat over there. Do you do a lot of traveling and always have that feeling in the pit of your stomach every time you get off the plane? I sure in the hell hope my luggage is here with me. Well, the crowdfunding website Indiegogo might be catering to your needs very soon with the Bluetooth connected suitcase, which keeps tabs on where in the world you've traveled and it tracks your location using GPS. It's called the Blue Smart, and they're looking to raise $1 million to make this thing a reality. It packs a 37-watt lithium-ion battery, so it can also be used to charge your mobile devices when you're stuck without a power outlet, which is cool. The suitcase also has a proximity-triggered lock, which can secure the case when it's out of range of your phone for peace of mind. That's cool. There's also a built-in digital scale that apparently will view the weight of what you packed in the thing before you head to the counter and they tell you, hey, guess what? You owe us $2,000 for overweight luggage. The Blue Smart suitcase is hoping to sell this product for around $235. Put myself on that list. I want this. And finally, wireless network infrastructure in a lot of places is something to be desired, especially when it comes to speed. Especially if you live out in the boondocks. That would mean the countryside. Yeehaw! But reports are showing three U.S. carriers are currently testing a new high-speed wireless solution that relies on laser and radio links, which can reach speeds of 2 gigabytes per second at distances up to 6 miles. It's being positioned as really an alternative to fiber, which can be pretty expensive for unpopulated rural areas. Now, I know you're thinking, lasers, well, won't that be disrupted by fog and rain and these kind of things? Well, apparently the company developing this technology has taken those accounts into effect. It'll transmit data over laser and radio in parallel to offer a decent amount of redundancy. The future is here. LaserNet has arrived. Come on, Scotty, beam me up some bandwidth. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow again to get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.